Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin Masechet Tanit, Tov Shin Samach Zayin. Al HaRishona Omer, we're on the second line, Al HaRishona Omer Misha Anad Avram Avinu. Then we ran through all of the Chatimot of the Bracha, and we gave the Tza'aka to Shmuel, because of Vayis'ak Shmuel B'mitzvah, and then it says Vayis'ak El Hashem Kol HaLayla, not B'mitzvah, and we changed the, and we gave the Tefillah to Eliyahu, with the Aneni Hashem Aneni. But the Braita says that Yesh Machlifim Tza'aka LeEliyahu V'Tefillah LeShmuel. There's some who reverse it, and they actually call Elio the one who was Zoeg, and they refer to Shmuel as a tefillah because over there he says Vet Palala Ba'atchem in the story of the mitzvah. So Bishlam and the Gemara says, look, Gabi Shmuel, I understand that you have an option because by Shmuel we find both the lashon of tefillah and we also find the lashon of tzaka, Yizak Kolalayla, which is with the rejection of Shaul, and Kibtzuot Goy Yisrael Hamitzvata with the tefillah. But by Elio, all we find is a lashon of tefillah of aneni. But where do we find a lashon of tzaka? Tzaka lochtiv. Says the Gemara, the repeat aneni Hashem aneni is a lashon tzaka because the repetition creates a more of a sense of desperation and helplessness. So that's more of a crying out than the stam lashon tefillah. Ala shishit omer mishanat Yonah, ala shviit omer mishanat David bet Shlomo beno. How do you explain that order? I mean, certainly Yonah, who was from the days of Amatziah, according to the Midrash, how in the world did he come before David and Shlomo, who were generations earlier? So Yonah batar David and Shlomo havi, by time of Makim liberation. Why then do we have first Yonah and only then David and Shlomo? Since the most chashuv chatima, the seder of the Taniyot, is in terms of the need of the earth for the rain, and therefore the rachamim on Eretz Yisrael itself, the two people that were Memboi Rachami al Haaretz, of course Shlomo Melech, that's all we spoke about, were the needs of Eretz Yisrael, when there will be a hunger, a drought, and so on. And the same thing happened with David HaMelech, who was Melakish for all Yisrael. Some learn that the relationship is to the Beit HaMikdash, because in having been Osek in the Beit HaMikdash, a very beautiful Rashi says, since they were both Osek in the Binyan Beit HaMikdash, the Binyan Beit HaMikdash is the Ikar of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore we don't need more than that. So since this is the way we'd like to end, it's worth knocking out the historical Seder, the chronological Seder, in order for us to close the Brachot of Tani, the six additional Brachot, with Merachem al Haaretz. Sumchus Omer, Sumchus says that Mishum Sumchus Omer, the name of Sumchus, it's reported that he had the gears of the Bracha, Baruch Mashpil Haramim. Instead of saying Baruch Merachem, it's rather that the lack of rain was able, was powerful enough to break the hearts of arrogant people and force them to be Shav B'tshuva, and it's more kedai to end with that thought than with the Rachamim Alaretz. Shalosh Taniyot HaRishonot, Anshei Mishmar Betanim Velo Misham Mashlimim. We had the Machlokes in the Mishnah about how much to be Machmir on the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beit Av. According to all of the Lashonot, the Anshe Beit Av on their day were certainly more careful not to let them get worn out. And the Mishnah Machlokas was whether we allowed them in the last seven to actually fast, or we only allowed them to be part of the fast, but not to be mash on the fast. So that there's a difference between a Kohen who's on duty mamash, and a Kohen who is held now in the reserves. He may be called upon as a backup team, and a Kohen is not even a member of that. It's interesting that there may be actual contemporary halachot that are no gear, this, as the Braita points out. Turn around. Mipnei ma amru anshei mishmar mutarin lishtot yayin balelot avalo biyamim. Why is that people who are not on their day, but nonetheless part of the mishmar, are only allowed to drink wine in the nighttime, not in the daytime? Because in the daytime, it's far more likely that they will be called upon to back up the particular beta, because there's most of the workforce is during the day. So there, shemetecha beta avodah and she beta v'yavol v'yisayelan. Since we may need to call upon them to help, so they can't be in a matzav in which they cannot respond to a call for help, and therefore they're not allowed to be drinking wine, because if they've had wine, they can't work in the Beit HaMikdash. Mipnei ma'am ro anshe beitav lo bayom v'lo b'layla. Mashenkim, it comes to beitav, who are actually on duty that day, that's obviously mipnei shem asukim tamid b'avodah. Mikan amru, now, based on this, there's also a contemporary halacha, because that would mean that ko kohen shemakir mishmarto u'mishmeret beitav shelo. Kohen who knows what mishmar is from, and he also knows which Beit Av in that Mishmar is from. And he also knows that he is from a family that was not Nidcha Minakumina. So then he has to be very careful on the day in which he may be called upon this. I mean, the Beit HaMikdash is suddenly rebuilt. Therefore, he has to be in a matzav in which he's able to be Oved, and is Asur Lishtot Yayin Koloto Ayom. He cannot drink wine during that day. Somebody who is only Makir his Mishmeret, in other words, he knows what week his avoda is on, but Eino Makir Mishmeret Beit Av Shelo, not familiar with the day, because he doesn't, they've lost track of the family relationship. So there, if he knows Yodea Shebateva Tafu Yisham, he knows that he's a Kohen who is kosher for the avoda and may be called upon. So then Asur Lishtot Yayin Kolot HaShabbat, since he may be, he's the same thing now as the Anshei Mishmar, not allowed to drink wine. Since he may be called upon even during the day, because that may be his day. So then it turns out that he would be Osir Koloto Shabbat, the same way that the Mishmar is Osir the entire week. So he's in that Mishmar.
Did we continue on from where it left off, or is it just fixed per week?
We continue on from where it left off.
So whatever last family would be that.
Yeah. Eino makir Mishmar to Mishmar Beitav Shelo, v'yodea shebatei avotav kloim sham. If, however, he doesn't know either, he doesn't know what Mishmar is on, and he certainly doesn't know his Beitav, but he does know that he was from a family that was kavua in the Beit HaMikdash. This is all Rashi's approach. There are other approaches to Batei Avotav Kluim Sham. Some of the Rishonim bring that there were not all of the Mishpachot were given a Mishmar on their own. Some of them were Tveilim to others. Some of them were viewed as itinerant Kohanim, who weren't given particular Mishmar, but they were called upon when needed. And here it's saying only if he knows that there was a Kviut for avod of his mishmar, but Rashi says it was mekabel, that it means that he knows that his mishmar was kosher for avod. So then, asur lishtot yayin kol hashana, he wouldn't be allowed to drink wine at any time, because he may be called upon, the Mikdash will be rebuilt today, he'll be called upon maybe this afternoon to do the aveda, and therefore he can never drink wine. Rebbe says, well, Omer ani, I'll tell you, I would personally hold that Asur Lishtot Yayin Me'olam. Forget about it. All of the above cases, it doesn't matter even if you know when your Mishmeret is. If the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt today, isn't it reasonable to assume that we would have also a period of Chanukat HaMizbeach and so on, is what we've had every other time we built a Beit HaMikdash? So then that would mean that we have to call upon all the Kohanim to be part of that time. There weren't Mishmarot during that period. In which case, it doesn't matter even if you know. Wait a minute. This looks like the 15 shekels.
Have any big
So therefore, theoretically, if you're going to worry about the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, every day is something to worry about. You may have to do your avodah today. Therefore, Kohen should never be allowed to drink the yayin. Avomaya said, but what can I do? Shatakanato, the thing that actually fixes you up, is kakalato. The fact that we don't have a Beit HaMikdash for all of these years, it hasn't come back so far. We could probably rely that it's not going to come back tomorrow either.
It's okay, you can have a drink.
You can have a drink. This is how Rashi learns.
It's only by day or also by night?
So at any time. Since we can rely on the fact that up until now we have a chazaka that hasn't been by Beit HaMikdash for a while, so drink wine based on that chazaka. So in other words, according to this, the way Rashi learns, Rebbe's going back on the whole thing. He's saying, even if you know your Mishmeret, your Beit Av, you know the Rekavun, doesn't matter. And that the Kanakto, Kakalato, has to do with the nature of the kilkul of the dor, the dorot, in which there's no Beit HaMikdash. Usually that's not what we mean when we say his kilkul, is his dagonim. It's something more specific. And indeed the Rambam means that the pshat in the sugya is that those who don't know, since because of that kilkul, that they've lost track of their own yichus and their own history, so they're now more effusive. They're spread out, basically, over the entire year. That much, we're not going to make a takona to say that therefore they have a suffix all year. I mean, it's 99% of the time. They're not going to be called upon, therefore we won't be chayshish. Obviously not agreeing with Rashi's pshat and Rebbe saying, I would have held that you have to be chayish also for Chanukah Tam Mizbeach and so on and so on, but that's irrelevant. Very interesting, yeah, that type of thing. Very interesting other approaches. That Rebbe says, I would, which the first part is like Rashi, I would hold that every kohen is always ought to drink wine. But what can you do, since we would end up, therefore, being mekalkel most people, because we're making a takona that they're not going to be, I mean, who's going to not drink wine his whole life? Because nobody's going to take this. So mamela, we don't make such a takona. We didn't make it at all. Okay, that's certainly a rule in making takonot. We don't make takonot that are going to end up not being kept. Omer Abaye, kaman shato aidna koanechama. How come nowadays we see koanim or drinking wine? That would be going dafka because it's semechan, Rebbe. Anshei Mishmar v'anshei Ma'amad asrim l'saper l'chaveis. We said that even, forget about the Anshei Mishmar, even the Anshei Ma'amad were the equivalent of the Mishmarot among the Yisraelim. Non-Kohanim are not allowed to have a haircut all week long, until Thursday, and are not allowed to wash their clothing. Only b'chamishim mutarim, or matir, on Thursday, because we can't put everything off for the tikkun of Shabbat till Erev Shabbat. We allow Thursday to be part of the Thursday, Friday, preparing for Shabbat. That's nekvod Shabbat. My time of what do we care if they make, if they take a haircut before. Because, look, I mean, a guy who's coming up to the Beit HaMikdash, you know, I mean, there's no decent barbers in, in Kfar Vitkin. So they figure they'll come to the big city. We'll come to the big city and we'll get a haircut then while I'm, when I'm off a little bit in the afternoon. I'll go ahead and I'll get a haircut. Everybody comes to the Beit HaMikdash when they're menuvalim. So therefore, we will answer it. They can't rely on that, and therefore they'll get themselves prepared properly before they come to Yerushalayim. Tana Ravanan, Melech Mistaper B'Choyo. A king, there's a mitzvah that he should get a haircut every single day. A Kohen Gadol, there's a mitzvah that he should get a haircut every week. Erev Shabbat, Erev Shabbat. A Kohen Hediyot, there's an iser in having hair longer than 30 days. It's not that it's a chiyuv to get a haircut, as it is with the others. But he can't allow his hair to grow beyond 30 days because it's also to do avodah with Gadel Pera. So Melech Mistaper B'chol Yom, that's an actual mitzvah, my time, Omre Baba Barzav Namakrom, Melech B'yofyo Techazena Inecha. We see that part of the dinim of the kavod of the melech is that a melech should be seen in all of his beauty, and therefore we want to keep him 100% impeccably groomed. And so there, it's not that we don't want him to grow, we want him to actually have the haircut. It's not that there's an issur in the appearance of the hair. The Kohen Gadol, Me'erev Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, my time, huh? Omer of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Olam Mishmarot Mitchatshot Behem. Since it's the new people coming in on Shabbat, for the new Mishmar, we want them to see the Kohen Gadol also, in a matzav in which he's newly groomed, and that's part of the kavod akuhuna, the kohen ediot achat l'shloshim yomim nolam. Where do we get the idea that there's a din of not growing hair more than 30 days on the kohen ediot? Atya para minazir. That's learned out from the word para. Tivach rosham lo yigalechu upara lo yishalechu. The Torah defines. What do we mean with the para lo yishalechu? That they're not allowed to have their hair parua, that's flying all over the place, and out of yishalechu means sort of out of place. So v'chtivatam kadoshiye gadel para saroshana. When it comes to the nazir, how do we define that para? However, it's defined for a nazir. It says over there yibedavka duni para. But what exactly is that para? So just like the Nazirs, we know, we'll see how we know, it's 30 days. So here too, the definition of Pera must be 30 days, which means that the Kohen is b'chuyev to get the hair cut no longer than 30 days. How do we know that a Nazirut is 30 days? Nazir gufa minola. Omer of Mat, astan Nazirut shloshim yom. Yeah, but minola. Well, because it says, It says the lashon and the posik of tar lo yavor al rosho, and then it says ad melot hayamim asher yazir l'Hashem kodesh yiyeh gadel pera. So the yiyeh apparently is the definition of the gadel pera. Yiyeh the gematria slavin of it. The gematria of yiyeh is 30. Now the Rambam says, and obviously this is really mipi kabbalah. We know this. I mean, we're just saying mask. We certainly don't use a gematria as a mocker of a drosha that's coming from nowhere. But we're masmichet on this yiyeh. And that there's a din there for 30 days to define para. So, wait a minute. So then maybe the point is, I'm the popular bayan, Dilma of Kamarachmana. Lo lirbo klal. Para lo yishalechu. So, I mean, maybe this means that you have to make sure that the para lo yishalechu, you shouldn't get to the point of para. In other words, to cut it earlier. Rashi learns this means maybe keep the hair down at all times. Or Tosfos says maybe it means don't get to para. It's the 29th day. Don't get to para. No lirbo klal. Because otherwise, bothers Tosfos. So what's the point of saying para? If you're saying para, don't allow your hair to grow. Because remember, it's a little bit strange. How long is your hair in the first place? How long is your hair in the first place? You say, you have to get a haircut. Is the first haircut 10 feet long hair? And now 30 days after that, you didn't define what the haircut meant. So the para lo yishalecha, all you're saying is it can't be unkempt hair. You're not giving a length of the hair. I mean, a distance between haircuts. So that maybe shloshim yom of gidol, and anything beyond that, so cut it today. So if you have 30 days worth of growth, so now you can't have another minute of growth. Cut your hair every day. That's how Rashi's learning. But in any event, I mean, how do we know that it means that you're allowed to go 30 days between haircuts? So Omar Lay, Abai, told Rav Papa. Because, look, if it would have said, lo yishalchu para, okay, don't allow para to appear, so then you'd be right, get a karmic. But it says para lo yishalchu. First, you have to get to the point where the hair is porua. And then, don't allow it to go beyond that. That's the meaning of para lo yishalchu. So if that's the case, para lahavi, shiluchu, de lo yishalchu. All it means is don't allow that para to go beyond the state in which it's in. So don't go beyond 30 days, is what it means. So wait a second. So how come Kohanim today don't need to get haircuts once every 30 days? I mean, we should say the same thing is true. Maybe the Beit HaMikdash will be built, and then they won't be able to do Avodah. Then afilu ayin nanami. Well, I mean, it's the same as Shtuya Yayin, no? I mean, Shtuya Yayin, we said, Bizman Bia Hudi Asur Shalom, Bizman Bia Shari. I mean, it's not that you're never allowed to have any wine. If there's a need for you, go into the Beit HaMikdash. But we said nowadays, there's no Beit HaMikdash. There's no problem of Shtuya Yayin. So if there's no problem of Shtuya Yayin, why would there be a problem of having long hair? But wait a second. I mean, that was the machlokas, right? I mean, v'atani, ready, Omer. Omer, ani kohanim asrim l'shtot yayin l'olam, avo ma'es shetakanato kakalato. And Abaya pointed out that people are relying on Rebbe. So, Omer Abaya, come on, shut in the kohanim kama. Kerebi, but that's mashma, that according to Rabbanan, it would still be osur, undoubtedly because, by time, Meirai Bane Beit HaMikdash. Because, I mean, we need to assume that Beit HaMikdash could be rebuilt at any moment. We need a coin who's going to be roy to do the Avodah, and we won't find anybody. So, I mean, if they're worried about the Shtuya Yayin, why wouldn't, how come the Rabbana never mentioned anything but getting your high on wine? They never mentioned about letting your hair grow. So, why didn't they? Well, obviously, if you have long hair, you could go and get a haircut and go into the Beit HaMikdash. I mean, so what's the problem?
It takes longer to sober up.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. That's going to be a question.
Hangover
helper. Answers the Gemara. Okay, I should have been. You could always run into the barber, get a haircut, and go into the Beit HaMikdash. Assuming, apparently, that it takes longer, as Richie says, to sober up. Says the Gemara, but it doesn't take longer to sober up. Because there's always a way out of having had wine. Namely, Degani Purta, you could sleep for a little while, Va'ayel, then go into Beit HaMikdash, because Rami Baraba pointed out, Yomar Rami Baraba, either Derech meal, so the walking of one meal, or sleeping at all, Shena Koshu is making an etayayin. That lets the wine basically evaporate. Now you're okay. So just take a little nap, maybe even less time than it would take for you to get a haircut. I usually fall asleep at the barber's chair anyway. Richie, that's where you're
no problem. No for me. Problem.
And then you'd be able to take care of both the haircut and the yayin at the same time. Very efficient. So what's the problem? I think, well, what do you you what's problem. Come on. I mean, lad mai niit mal, you know perfectly well. But on that ma'amar, we know that Reb Nachman quoted Rabba Bar Avua to explain that the only time we can rely on Rami Bar Abba is Lo Shana L'Kishashatashi U'Revi'it. That's only if the wine that you had was a Revi'it of wine. Avoshatayo term Revi'it. So then walking makes it worse. Toshki Chederach Matridato, it spreads it around your bloodstream. Vishena Mishacharato, you go to sleep, it's even worse. I mean, then you really lose it. I want to. Mele, you're trying to keep your mind in order, but I mean, you go to sleep, and then you wake up 2 minutes later after being high, and now you're gone. That would be even worse. So there is no shortcut for the Kohen to sober up. Rav Ashi says, okay, I'll tell you very simply between the haircut and the wine. The reason we don't discuss the haircut is because Shituye Yain, the Machli Avoda, Gozer Barabba. The Rabbonim were Gozer on Shituye Yain because if they would be Oved, Shituye Yain, then the Avoda would be Mechulelah. So there the Rabbonim felt that's Chomer, they have to be Gozer. Mashenken Perua Rosh, which is an Isser. But a Kohen is a Perua Rosh who does the Avoda Lo Machli Avoda, doesn't say anywhere. Para Lo Yishalech, it doesn't say anywhere. Velot Chalaluhu. So therefore there's no market to say that they would be Mechal de Avoda. Therefore the Rabbonim were not Gozer on Perua Rosh the way they were Gozer on Shtuye Yai. Yes, the Gemara made today. How can you say that there's a difference between Shtuye Yai and Perua Rosh? It says Beferish Elu Shein B'mita. The following would be Chayev Mita Bidei Shamayim. Shtuye Yai in a Kohen who is Ove B'Shtuye Yai in a Perua Rosh. Now, we asked on that. So Bishlema, you can understand that Shtuye Yai, it says Beferish in the Torah that there's a fee of Mita. Be'ed Yachtivu, there it says Beferush Yain V'Shecha Al Tesht Ataovanech, etc., etc., Velotamutu. Okay? The Velotamutu means that there would be a Chiyav Mita Vide Shamayim. But I don't understand. Where does it say Purei Rosh? Purei Rosh Minola. Never says a Loshen of Velotamutu by somebody who doesn't have a haircut. Ah, this we learn out from a Pasuk in Yecheskel. In Yecheskel, the Navi compares. He says, Rosham lo yigalechu, ufera lo yishalechu. And then he goes on to say, the yayin lo yishtu, kokohen bevoam, etc. So that means that the pasuk here is comparing pera lo yishalechu with yayin lo yishtu, which tells me that it kishkurei rosh shtuye yayin, which means that I now know that the dinim that were given in the Torah about shtuye yayin also apply to purei rosh. Ma shtuye yayin bimita, af purei rosh bimita, in which case we would now know that there's a chiyav mita b'dei shamayin on a kohen who is oved without a haircut. So how does Rav Ashi come along to say that the reason that we only were worried about being drunk is because you're mechala lavoda? Mashenkin not having haircut, you're not Mechala Lavoda. If we see in the Braita that the Pasuk in Yecheskel makes a hekesh between Shtuye Rosh and what did you put in it? Right, the Purei Rosh and the Shtuye Yayin, so it should apply also to Chila Lavoda. The correct Girsa is probably Kash. That is a problem indeed. Because this, we have the same Gemara in Sanhedrin, doesn't say anything about it. There's no answer. We leave it with a kasha there, and we assume that Erech Inami would be Mechala Lavoda. Yeah. I mean, this teretz is simply based on the fact that a hekesh in Yecheskel is not a real hekesh. Yeah, exactly. So that for this, we don't have such a kabbalah. Omer Ravina or Rav Ashi. Ravina asks Rav Ashi, what is this business of learning it from Yecheskel? I mean, and the Kamidata Yecheskel, what did all people do before Yecheskel showed up on the scene? I mean, what did they do? They didn't know about this? I mean, so man, Omer, who said it before Yecheskel came? If nobody said it before Yecheskel came, then Yecheskel should be shot. He has no right to say it. Makes another check. Come along with new mitzvahs. Omalei v'latayne. So let me ask you something. You know a famous halacha. Omer of Chizka. That in a case where you have an arel who, through no fault of his own, is an arel. Right? He comes from a hemophiliac family. We can't give him a brit milah. That's how Rashi learns. Or Ben Tam learns. An arel who wasn't nimol as a child is now just terrified to get a brit milah. But he's not a mummer. He's just scared to go through it. That's a Ben Tam shita. But that's somebody who was hemophiliac is not called an arel, according to him. But anyways, Chista said, how do we know that he, in fact, cannot do Avodah? But we did learn it from Yecheskel. Kol ben nechar aral lev ve'aral basar lo yavo mitashit. It's beferish that someone who is an aral basar, even though he's not an aral lev, is having hemophilia. He'd love to get a brit milah. What's he supposed to do? He'd love not to bleed to death too. So it says beferish lo yavo mitashit. So therefore, we paskin like Rav Chisda, you're not allowed to. Why didn't anybody scream? How is that possible? Mikamadati Yecheskel man amra. How did they know this before Yecheskel arrived? Obviously, they take for granted that whenever we go to a pasuk in Yecheskel or in any divrei Kabbalah, it's something that we already know. So clearly, Gemara Gomerla, we have had this Gemara from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ata Yecheskel v'yasmecha akra. Sometimes we find that a novi will come to Merames in his message to well-known halachot that they should be now kavua bichtav. Normally we don't write halachot. So Al-Khadami, so what's your problem? So something that's true over here. I mean, obviously, Cheskel's not coming to be machadish new halacha that will be makish shtuye rosh. I do it again. Shtuye yayin to pruye rosh. So it's clearly it was a Gemara Gomerla. Va'ata Yecheskel v'yasmecha akra. Now some have the gears of Rashi. The printer messed up the Rashi over here and he made the Dibur Hamatzil, the middle of the Rashi and the Logar Sinan on the wrong piece. Because the correct way of reading the Rashi is Logar Sinan Kigmire Elchat Salamisa. Rashi, on the contrary, he was Garis Kashin, where he was in Sanhedrin, undoubtedly. And this piece, which I mean, it makes sense to say that. Since anyway, we're not really learning it from Yecheskel, the Gemara that we only had, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, was only Legabi the Chiyav Misa. There was no Halacha L'Moshe Misinai vis-a-vis the Techil L'Aveda. And therefore, don't take this Yecheskel as Vechua too literally. You can't take it beyond what it was meant to be. It was only a smichas for the halacha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't say this. We're dealing with the Ika question. And therefore it seems to be an insertion.
So in Rashi you say kasha theory.
Right? Kasha. And then lo goras ki gemiri halacha lamita. Bakhle avoda lo gemiri. It doesn't even make sense the way the printer did it. Making the Dibur HaMatril. It's just half of it. Made half the Dibur HaMatril, the continuation, the rest of Rashi. Clearly something's wrong. And the next thing we had was a machloket about those things that are written in Megillat Ta'anit. Do they asur lefanav, acharav, to what extent? We had Rabbi Yossi Shita, Tanakama Shita. Let's first take a look into Megillat Ta'anit and read a little bit of it and see how it works out. Tanarabon. Elun Yamaya Dololi Ta'anabahon. The following are days in which there is not to be a ta'anit. Umiktzat hon delonamis peidmon. And some of them are even a hesped on. Now, it starts. Mireish yarcha de Nisan. So from the first of Nisan, Vatmanya Bay, until the eighth of Nisan, we have a holiday. And what is the holiday? Itukam Tamina. That was the holiday in which there was a major debate with the Tzedukim for 8 days about whether a yochid can bring the carbon tamid, because in one parsha it says loshen yochid by the carbon tamid, the opening parsha, the Tzedukim tainan, that's loshen yochid, means anybody can do it. Eta kevesecha ta'aseh. Tase means a yochid. Somebody wants to bring the korban tamid, it gets in there first come, first go, and it doesn't need to belong to the tzibur. Mashain came, we argued on them, and we said it korbani lachmili shai tishmeru is lashon rabim, and we managed, after 8 days of debate, to show the inyan of a tzibur being essentially different from a yochid, and a yochid cannot bring a korban tamid.
Okay.
We made, therefore, the entire 8 day period a holiday. And that holiday is the lo lemispadbon, it's one of the more chomer holidays, you're not even allowed to say a hes. Mitmanya be atzof muada. Then we have another holiday, which extends from the 8th till the end of Pesach itself. And in those days, itotav chaga deshivoi. That was the great debate with the Baitusim about whether mimochorat haShabbat has to mean only after a Shabbat, and that shvuot therefore would always be after Shabbat. We finally won that one, and the entire period is a holiday de lola misfaton, and we have a chomer holiday. Now, you said Omerma. I mean, look, Megillat Ta'anit is trying to define halacha, not a shame of holidays, right? I mean, there's no need to start a holiday on Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is anyway a holiday. You want to tell me the halachas of the day? See? So then tell me from the second day of Nisan, where it's Nogeyan. As I say, Michalema Mitrei B'Nisan, because, I mean, after all, Rosh Chodesh Gufa Yom Tovu V'Yasur, so there'd be no problem anyway. anyway. Even if I hadn't read Megillat Ta'anit, I know that Rosh Chodesh is Asur. Omar Rav lo nitzricha, ela l'asur yom shelefanav. Point over here is, by being it koveya as one of the holidays of Megillat Ta'anit, we said in the Mishnah that a holiday on Megillat Ta'anit, the day before, is Asur. So by making it one of the Megillat Ta'anit days, we now make the day prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan Osir B'Tanit. Wait a minute. So, but wouldn't it be Osir B'Tanit anyway? Typically, Davi Yom Shemitzvah Rosh Chodesh. I mean, but Rosh Chodesh anyway is a standing holiday. So, I would imagine that if the day before the 8 days holiday for arguing with the Tzedukim is Osir B'Fana, so certainly Rosh Chodesh is Osir B'Fana. So, what's the point of saying that it's a different holiday than Osir B'Fana? Says Gemara, no, that's not true. Actually, it's the opposite. Rosh Chodesh is more chomer. The book of Rosh Chodesh is the right. No, the right to loboy chizuk. You don't need to persuade people of the chashivut of a Dioraita, and therefore they know on their own that they're not going to come to fast on Rosh Chodesh. But, I mean, these things, people say, what is this? A holiday for the Tzedukim? It's all politics. They probably just want you to really not like the Tzedukim or something. You vote for our party. I'm not going to take that kind of stuff seriously. So, you know, they were mocking it. Even Asa the day before. Titania, Yanima Elach, Tuvim, Bibilat, Ta'anit. These days that are mentioned for the first time as holidays in the Megillat Ta'anit, the day before and the day after are Osir, but even Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim are only Osir on the day itself. But the day before, Lifnehem, Ulachareihem, Mutarim. And the Braita goes on to explain itself. Amai, afresh. What exactly is the difference between Zelazet? Halalu divrei Torah, v'divrei Torah, ein trichim chizuk. Halalu divrei Sofrim, v'divrei Sofrim trichim chizuk. And therefore, we now understand what the purpose would be of making a holiday from the first. Now, obviously, we're starting to encroach over here on the territory of our Mishnah, where all of this is a machlok. What type of things are asa the day before and the day after? And now we understand why we're starting to get into this subject. For Marmar, furthermore, you said, Mitmanya be at sof muada itut of chagadoshavu ay. You said that we were kovea that time because we managed to solidify Chag HaShavuot, that it could come out on any day of the week, depending on what day was B'mocharat HaShabbat, meaning a Pesach, and that we made that a holiday. Can you explain to me why we need to make Pesach a holiday? Last I heard, Pesach is a holiday. I'm only at Sof Moed. You should just say, Lomeli at Sof Moed, Lema Ad HaMoed. Obviously, the Moed Guf is a Yom Tov. I don't need to have a second holiday on Pesach. And anyway, it would be us. Omer of Papa, well look, you just had an equivalent thing. You had a question about why we needed to make Rosh Chodesh, and Rav said over there, Lo nitzricha ela le'asar that Yom Shelefanav, we needed it to tell me Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so that we would know that Erev Rosh Chodesh was also in Ta'anit, because Rosh Chodesh itself being in the Yoraita wouldn't have asked the Yom Shelefanav. So the same thing works out over here exactly. It's here the same thing in the inverse. Hachinami lo nitzricha ela le'asar Yom Shelacharav. What we need over here is a special new holiday, because if it would only be Pesach, there would be no Isser in a post-Pesach Ta'anit. Now that we have a special holiday, a victory over the Baitusim, now we have a post-victory Isser on Ta'anit. Now we see, and tomorrow we're going to ask, and it seems to be going on, Rabbi Yossi. The Omar Ben Lefana Ben Lacharav Asur, but of course that we'll explore in tomorrow's talk.
Is
our Rishona Omer Mishanat Avraham Tana Yesh Machlifim Tziaka Leiliyot Tvila Lishmuel. So Bishlei Megabi Shmuel, I see, I know I have a choice, because Klibei Tvila Klibei Tziaka. Although it's curious, because it does not say Tziaka about Mitzvah. You know, Mishanat Lishmuel Ba Mitzvah. Where does it say Tziaka Ba Mitzvah? Just as by Yisak Kol Alayla after Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Doich Shol. That doesn't really work out. Rashi says that, well, it comes, the last point at which he was known to be was mitzvah. It says he gathered everybody mitzvah. Doesn't say that there was any change since then, so you could say that was the mitzvah. It's certainly not as persuasive. So by Shmuel we have both Lashonot, Avo Gabi Eliyahu, Tvilaktiv, Tzakaloktiv, Aneni Hashem Aneni is a Lashon Tzaka. How do you explain the chronological order over here? I mean, Yonah certainly is Bata David of Shlomo Havei. No, my time of Makim liberation. That's Mishum Deboy Lemichtam. Merachim Al-Aretz as the clothes, and therefore the ones that are suitable for that clothes is David and Shlomo. Tanam Shum Sumchas Amru Baruch Mashpil Haramim. Shalosh Taniyot Arishadot Anshei Bishbar Medanim Velo Mashlimim Tanah Rabbanim Pnei Baum Ro Anshei Bishbar Mutarim Lishtot Yayim Belailot Avalo Biyamim Shabbat Yichbad HaAvodah L'Anshei Beitav V'yavo V'yisayehu Lahem And Mipnei Baum Ro Anshei Beitav Lo Biyom Velo Belaila Mipnei Shein Asukin Tamid BaAvodah Mikan Amru Kol Kohen Shemakir Mishmarto Mishmeret Beitav Shelo V'yodea Shebatei Avotav Tvuim Sham Asur Lishtot Yayim Kol Oto Ayom. And if Makir Mishmarto Vein, Makir Mishmaret Beit Avshalot, V'yodea Shabbatei Avotav Tkuim Sham, Asur Lishtot Yayin Kolota Shabbat, Eino Makir Mishmarto U'Mishmaret Beit Avshalot, V'yodea Shabbatei Avotav Tkuim Sham, then Asur Lishtot Yayin Kol HaShana. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, according to Rashi, that always Asur Lishtot Yayin Lolam, no matter if he knows his Mishmar or not, Avo Ma E'ese Shatakanato Kikelato. Omra Abaye, Keman Shato, Aida Kohane Hamle, Keman Kerebi. Anshi Mishmar, Anshi Ma'amad, Asrin, Nesapel, Chabes, Ubahamishim, Mutarim, Nichvoda, Shabbat, my time up. Omra Rabba, Barbachan, Omra Yokan, Kedesh, Shaloi, Kansul, Mishmaratam, Kishahim, and Uvalim. Tona Rabban Melak, Mistapel, Choyom, Kagod, Omer of Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, Kainadiot, Achat, Shalashim, Yom. Melech Mistapel, Choyom, Maita, Ama, Omra Rabba, Barzab, Makro, Melak, Biof, Yot, Echazana, Inecha. Kohen Yadom, Erev Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, my time, Omer of Shmuel by Yitzhak, Hoel and Mishmaot, Mitchatshot Behen. Kohen Ediot, Achatishlojim Yom, Minalan, Atya Pera Pera, Minazir, Tivach of Rosham lo Yalechu, Upera lo Yeshalechu, Tivach from Kodesh Yagado Pera Saharosho, Mala Alan Shloshim of Kantroshim, Nazir Gufi Minalan, Omer of Mat, Astam Nizirut, Shloshim Yom, Minalan, Omer Ka, Ye, Bigimatria taught in Abbot. Amalei Rav Papa Lavai V'diom Ha'achi Kam Rachmona Lo Lirbu Klal Amalei Iha V'ktiv Lo Yishachu Pera Then Kedika Amet But Hashta D'chivu Pera Lo Yishalechu Pera Lahave. It's the only thing is that Pera Shiluchu Lo Lishtalechu. So Yochi, why don't we ask that Afilu Yidna Nami? Because it's Dumi L'Shtuya Yayin. Just like Shtuya Yayin is Bizman B'Yodiya Sishlo Bizman B'ya Shori Avoka Nami without a Beit HaMikdash is Lazman B'ya. Vatanya Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani Koinim Asurim Shlo Yayin Liolam, Avo Maya Se Shetakanato Kakalato. V'Omer Abaye Kaman Shato Ino Koinim Chamra to Rebbe. Mashmar, and it's certainly the Rabbanan Asre. Undoubtedly because V'Hira Yibane Beit HaMikdash Bina Koinim Roi La'avod of Aleka. So what's the nafkamina between the Yayin and the Pruei Rosh? Well, you can always go to a barber. So you could always go to sleep. And like Rami Barama said, Rami Barama, Derech Mil V'Shei Nakosho Mefiginat HaYayin. Yeah, Bavav Mitmar, Lom Rav Nach, Rami Rabba Baravua, Lo Shano Alekish Shata Shiyur Revi'it, Abo Shata Yoter Mi Revi'it, Koshiken, Shederech Matridato, V'Shei Na Meshacharato, Ravashi Amar, Shtuye Yayin De Machli Avodah Gozibu Rabban, Kurei Rosh, De Lo Machli Avodah Lo Gozibu Rabban, Meit ve'ilelo she'mimita shtuye yayin ufurei rosh v'shleim shtuye yayin ve'ed yechtivo yayin v'shechar atesh ve'lo tamutu elo purei rosh minolam duchayi v'mita dechtiv rosham lo yalechu para lo yishalechu v'chtiv bat ve'in yichesko v'yayin lo yishtu kokeinu v'amal katzarat nimit, which means that it kish purei rosh shtuye yayin ma shtuye yayin v'mita afurei rosh v'mita, and that implies a minna Mash to Yayin the Makli Avoda, take out that E, it doesn't appear in most books, it doesn't really make much sense. Mash to Yayin, Makli Avoda, Avpre Rosh Makli Avoda, Tarsha. Omele Ravino Ravashi, and then Mikami Dioti Yechesko, Man Omra, Omele Vilatai Mechodem Ravkisit over Zemitorat Moshe Ravino Lamadnu, Midivrei Kabbalah Lamadnu, Kobe Nechar Vara Leiv Vyaral Basa, Loyavo Mikdashi, so Mikami Dioti Yechesko, Man Omra. Elo Gemara Gomer Lo Atei Cheska Atzbacha Akro Hachanami Gemara Gomer Lo Atei Cheska Atzbacha Akro Kol HaKatub Mimgilat Anit Elo Nemispeh Lefanav Asur Liacharav Mutar Tanu Rabbonu Elun Yomai Adelo Liyitana Bahon Mikzatahon Delo Nemispeh Bahon Mireishi Arkhan Nitsan Ad Tmanya Bey Itokam Tmida Delo Nemispeh Bahon Mitmanya Bey Atzof Muada Itotav Chagat Shavuaya Delo Nemispeh Bahon Amrama, Mireshi Arfa, the Nisan Natavanya, they took him to me, the Lon Mishpat, Lomani Mireshi Arfa. Lema Mitre Ben Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Kufa Yom Tavu, Vyasur, Amram, Lon Nitzchav, Allah, Sor Yom Shalafanam. That's what I'm asking. Shalafan of Nami, typically Davil Yom Shalafan Rosh Chodesh. Ah, that's because Rosh Chodesh Dioraita Havi. The Dioraita Lo Boy Chizuk, the Tanya. Hayomim Ha'ila, Achtovim Le Megillat Ta'anit, Lifneihem Ula Achareihem Asurim, But Shabbatot V'yamim Tovim, Hein Asurim, But Lifneihem Ula Achareihem Mutarim. And you'll ask, Umay Afresh Ben Zelazeh, and I'll tell you, Halala Divrei Torah, Divrei Torah in Zivim Chizuk, Halala Divrei Sofrim Tzuchim Chizuk. Furthermore, Amar Mar, Mitmanya Bey, Ad Sof Mu'ada, Itutam Chaga Deshavu'aya, Delonon Mispa. But Lomali Ad Sof Moed, Lema Adam Moed, the Moed Gufa is a Yontav, isn't it? V'yasur, Amar Baba. In the same way that we said before, Rav said, Lo Nitzchav Sor Yom Shalafanav by Rosh Chodesh. The same exact thing over here in the inverse, Afinami. Lo Nitzchav Sor Yom Shalachrof after the Chag HaPesach.